Coming to you from the mega city metropolis of Toronto, this is the Cave of Solitude, your pop culture and comic book podcast. I'm your host, Eric Anthony, and this is episode 341, Rap Beef.
Check, check, mic check. Daph, Jay, let me hear you.
1, 2, 1, 2.
All right, let's do this. Let's talk about Rap Beef. Now, me and you are no strangers to Rap Beef.
Mm-hmm.
Can you think of, famously, what's the one that comes to mind for you out of all the ones you remember us growing up listening to? What's the one?
I mean, didn't every era have a Rap Beef? I think it depends who you talk to, right? So what's the one to you might be not the one for me.
Sure. That's what I mean. I'm just saying, for you, what is it? It's not like which is the one that you're supposed to pick. It's more like what comes to mind for you, because there's plenty to pick from. That's the thing. Yeah.
I guess in my younger years, Biggie and Pac.
Yeah.
Then there was the Jay and Nas.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't there. Who was Ja Rule beefing with? Everybody.
50 Cent.
50 Cent, yeah.
50 Cent was beefing with everybody.
There you go.
I want to pull that. There you go. Yeah, that's what I mean.
That I know of.
That's what I mean.
Remember.
And then, of course, you find out along the way that there's all of these mini beefs or bigger versions that
veins out to all these other groups.
Right.
Clicks.
Exactly. Exactly. Rap Beef is no stranger to 50 Cent. I think it's built on beef.
And then so
Eminem would have
it's
beef.
It's so stupid. Right? Can I just say that? It's stupid. It's so stupid.
But when we were young.
It's just petty and ridiculous.
It was fun, though. It was fun. It was wrestling. We enjoyed the trash talk. We enjoyed the drama.
Well, I thought, okay, it was stupid, but I think there was... Maybe I'm wrong, but I found that there was more of a legitimacy to the beefs back then, whereas today I find they're just grasping for straws just to bitch about something, just to have something to talk about.
Right.
I don't feel like it's as sincere. Same thing with wrestling, right? Like, maybe we're biased, but like when we see, what's his name? The guy that obviously looks like he could be an action figure in Toys R Us.
Roman Reigns?
No. A colorful one that was with Hogan back way when. What is this?
Coco Beware.
No.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
No, the guy that has the strings around his biceps.
Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What was I going with it?
I forgot. In the day?
Yeah. Okay, you know he's being ridiculous. You know that's ridiculous. But yeah. You buy it, right? Because what guy looks like that?
Extremely unique.
100% committed. But like, not everybody looks like that.
Right.
Today, now everybody looks like that. And it's underwhelming. I mean, the entrances, what is it? Their
entrances to the ring. Ring entrances, yeah.
I swear to God, they're longer than the actual performance of like a wrestling match. Like what's going on here? Like the script has flipped for me. And it's almost like I can tell the legitimacy just isn't the same. It's not that it's not there. It's not that it's non-existent. It's not anything else except it just feels like there's a shift for me. And the same thing with this. Like, what's going on? Nothing, actually. Really, nothing's happening. That's why you're trying to make something up.
Right. So.
Is my opinion.
I like your wrestling analogy. Have you been watching wrestling lately? Maybe. The reason I brought up Rap Beef is because...
Rap Beef?
Rap Beef. Because recently, I guess the next dream Rap Beef battle, however you want to call it, that people would have hoped for of this generation is about to take off, which is Kendrick Lamar versus Drake. And of course... J. Cole was involved in it himself. So it was the three of them, the three guys at the top, the Clash of the Titans. And to your point, what is the point of it all? Is it competition? Is it friendly banter? Is it something to get the fans excited? add a little bit of that competitive nature back into hip hop, which is important because it's good for creativity. It's good for
healthy competition is good.
Participation and getting people talking, like, it's always good for creativity.
Sure.
I feel.
And you know what? The fans like it.
Absolutely.
So I see why.
Right.
But of when the, it just seems unnecessary,
right?
I won't buy it.
You don't buy it. No. Well, because it doesn't seem like there's any legitimate reason for these guys to have a real problem, because they're also not, like, when we were young, a lot of these rap beefs were with guys who were still young, mid-20s, maybe in their early 30s, almost to the point where it's like, dude, you're 32 years old, you're going at other kids rap beefing, like, this is silly now. There comes a point where it's like, why are you, that's how you come up. Now that you're there, you're still doing that thing. That's how sometimes I would see it, but other people love it. They just love the competitive, gladiatorial nature, which I can understand. Well, let me ask you this. Out of the modern day hip hop artists, myself, I always acknowledge Drake, J. Cole, and Kendrick as leaders of the pack, as guys who are what I kind of, where I thought hip hop would go in regards to expanding the way that you do it, but also expanding, like, how it's done, you know, flow-wise, conceptually, like, they're good. Who's your favorite of the three, if you like them at all? Because I know you've been to a Kendrick concert with your girl.
Yeah.
And I know you listen to a lot of Drake in the car because of me. So you've got a little bit of a...
If well-run... I rank them quickly, J. Yeah. Cole, Kendrick, Drake.
So Drake's number three for you? Yeah. Okay. So J. Cole's your preference.
Yeah. I just feel like I can vibe a little bit more with him. He just reminds me of, like, a hippie. Just kind of like whatever mood I'm in,
yeah,
he's available.
I would.
So I would probably go towards, leaning towards more of his catalog, even though I may not be completely familiar with it. I feel like his art will kind of give me more of a variety of feeling.
I agree with you. I second that opinion. He's my preference of the three as well.
And I find his voice soothing.
I agree. He's my preference of the three. I will say this to be as objective enough as possible. J. Cole is my favorite of the three. If there was a concert that I could go see, I would want to see his. When I really vibe out and want to take in some, like, modern hip hop with conscious lyrics, but also style and things I like from my youth, he's a guy that I can do that with. I listen to Drake the most. If I look at what gets played the most on my iTunes.
You look at that? I don't use that. I don't even know how to see that feature.
I just one time I saw, like, it was a playlist option, like top 25 played. And there was quite a few Drake songs in my top 25 played. Hmm. And I was like, okay, well, that says enough. Which, even if it's the same songs, there are a bunch that I do want to play and I want to hear, right? So I do have Drake playlists that are pieces of his catalog through the years that I like. It's just fun, good, motivational music. But I think Kendrick Lamar has made the best music of the three. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I've listened to Kendrick the least, but I feel he's made the best of the three artistically.
Mm-hmm.
J. Cole's my favorite, and I listen to Drake the most.
Yeah.
Go figure.
That's a fair assessment. That's all right.
So I really want to see what these guys would do. For a reason unbeknownst to me, Kendrick Lamar releases or puts out a verse on the future Metro Boomin album where he throws shots at Drake mostly, predominantly, but references songs that J. Cole is in. So it gasses everything up to get something brewing. Okay, a shot is thrown. Who's going to respond?
Oh, gosh.
Right? Hey,
I'm just so over the drama anywhere.
No, but it's fun. It harkens back.
Or are we just bored out of our mind? Why can't we just celebrate art, celebrate people's success, and support each other without the vitriol?
We love competition.
And it's ridiculous. A healthy competition is good. But, oh my gosh, I'm getting hot. I'm going to take off my pants. Hold on, folks. This is an operation. Can you hold this, please?
I could pause it.
No, it's okay. What was I saying? Yeah, why does everything have to be a competition? Why can't we just be... Or... I don't know. What do you think about the beef? You think it's an actual beef?
No, I don't think it's an actual beef.
Do you think they all plan this to be a debacle?
You know what?
You think they're just fucking with their fans because they're that bored? They have nothing to do? And so it's like, let's hype up the people that are already angry angry some more.
I don't know if about making people angry, but I think a little bit of like, let's joust. Well,
apparently J. Cole's getting hate now for quote unquote apologizing. Well,
let's get into that because he releases an album 2 weeks after this song is released, right? This Kendrick Lamar, Metro Boomin, Future song. And he releases this album and throws on last minute 7-minute drill, which is like a light jab back.
Is it really though? It just sounded like so complimentary to me.
It was
not everything, but for the most part, it wasn't even a jab.
Why it was a jab, right? He wasn't going for like a real shot. It's just like, you throw jabs at me, just letting you know I can do this if you want to.
What was the jab to him?
Basically saying...
They included him in something, did they not? And then the other guy was like, I'm not in your circle. I'm my own person. That's all he said. And so then the other guy has to respond because everyone is telling him so. It's ridiculous.
Right. So do you look at, one, J. Cole's response back as being disrespectful or... compliment, like you said, it was complimentary.
I think some parts where it seemed, yeah, you know what? Yes, I'm gonna stand by that. It didn't seem, it wasn't aggressive. Let me say that. It wasn't aggressive.
Right.
It was more an acknowledgement.
Right.
I thought he was just confirming what he already knew. What we all know.
It was a confirmation.
That's what it was.
But letting him know.
It was respectful. Like, it's like, you know what? I'm just telling you as a friend. Like, I should be able to also tell you this man to man and as a contemporary in the arts in this world that we're both in. Sometimes some projects don't always hit.
Yeah.
This one was all right. This one was shady. This one was fire. But, you know, if you try and try again, I'm sure you'll be fine. And sometimes you're going to have your lows. I do too, but not that much. You know what I mean? That's what I heard.
And it was basically a letting him know, like, I acknowledge you, who you are.
It was a Roman Reigns moment.
Right.
That's what I think it was.
You're really going deep on the wrestling. We're going to be watching weekly. So I feel like J. Cole is saying, I stand by the fact I'm the best. I know what you're about. I don't know if you're looking for attention because people aren't really talking about you anymore and the fact that I'm the best right now. Now's not the time to pick a fight with me. You are in no position or in condition to box with me right now because I'll hurt you. And I like you, so I don't want to hurt you. That's how I kind of took it. Kind of looked down on him, you know?
Maybe because you're looking at it through a masculine lens.
Yes,
versus
absolutely.
I'm just like, he's just saying what we all know.
Yeah, I'm looking at it through the masculine lens, but also like trying to decipher the whole rap message of it all. Because he talks tough. There's a lot of tough talk, but it's like no one's shooting anybody.
Not these days.
No.
It's not this, well, not, this is not 93
you
through
know
96
what?
No
you
more.
Know what? It's a little wild. It is a little wild. Nipsey Hussle got killed. That guy from the Migos got killed. Like, gunshots are still going off stupidly for no reason. People are getting shot in the foot.
Yeah, but okay, stupidly, yes. Senseless, yes. Unnecessary,
it's always senseless.
Yes. Of course. But when you're instigating... purposeful dialogue to poke the other end when you know they mean business, that's different from you stepped on my sneakers.
And I still think that there are certain players,
my ego got hurt.
Yeah.
Business, that's what I'm saying.
And I still think that, like, there are certain players within the music industry and in the hip-hop community that operate with a high level of security, if that makes any sense.
Okay, yes, obviously.
Right? That You don't need to make this a thing. There's no need to make this a thing because people will make this a thing
that's
unnecessarily.
That's what I mean.
So, do you think that J. Cole is a punk for apologizing, or should he have been standing on his laurels? You say you're the best, prove you're the best now. Because now he's removed the 7-minute drill from his album after his apology because he felt like it made him lose sleep and he doesn't want any other drama and he doesn't want his peace disrupted. And that's a very different approach in hip hop than people are used to or respect. And he's catching a lot of flack. What do you think?
I think if he feels regret for having put out that project, I think there's some things we wish. I think we all have that thing, and we wish that we could take back that one thing that we didn't want to have to do. And he probably feels like that's what he needs to say or needs to do to cleanse himself. We don't know how he's coping with.
He looks so zen as you say that, right? He looks like he's.
My wings are flapping in the air. I don't know. You know, I at the same time, as much as I respect him saying, "Look, I was in a different headspace. I don't know what I was thinking. I'm really not this person. I'm not trying to be this person. And I think I was in my feels." But I don't want that to come across or be interpreted as such. All respect to the people. Them, I love everybody. I'm just trying to be me. I like existing and not having trouble with no one. I like my peace. And I don't think there's anything wrong for anyone to acknowledge that. At the same time, I also feel like, well, you shouldn't have done nothing. You should have just sat this one out. You should have just stayed quiet. You should have just.
Do you think?
Or just let it lie. Like, yeah. I don't know. You want to know what it is? As much as I guess I appreciate him acknowledging and being true to his fans about how he's really processing this whole thing. And at the same time, this is fucking, who gives a shit?
Right, who gives a shit?
Who gives a fucking shit? Who cares?
Yeah.
Okay? This is only a thing now because you've made it a thing.
Right.
This is a self-made issue.
Right.
Is what how I also see it. But at the same time, if this is what he does to live his peace and welcome good vibes and all this, and this is what he has to do it, okay, then do it. That's fine. But then nobody, like, let it. This is not an issue to me. That makes sense?
I agree. No. No. Do you feel now let's try to be devil's advocate rap fan mentality for funsies. There's this concept of the big three: Kendrick, Drake, J. Cole. Top of the heap. Each of them are, you know, goats. Nobody wants to say definitively, like we once, like in our era, like, I'm the king of New York. Guys wanted that crown. Now it's not about a city, it's about the whole map. Does this make J. Cole drop down a couple notches because he bows out of this competitive clash? So now does it come down to Drake and Cole?
Why?
Sorry, Drake and Kendrick.
Why?
Because he said sorry.
Because he was mature about something?
That's right. That's exactly right.
No, I think, is Andre 3000 less of a rapper because he put out a flute album, instrumental album?
But Andre 3000 isn't throwing shots and taking them back.
But I'm saying he's doing something unusual or taking a different approach to something that probably generally doesn't happen in the genre.
Right.
And does that exclude it, though, from the impact it can have on how culture changes or how, you know...
Oh, no, of course not.
Acceptance of things occur, or how they come about.
But competitively, does he now... It's like when a person bows out, it's like, okay, I lose by... What's the forfeit? Like, I forfeit. Do you feel like it's a forfeit?
Yeah. And I don't think that's a bad thing. It's okay to say, I don't want to be a part of this. I like everybody. I'm just here to play.
Should he have even responded?
I don't think so. No. At the same time, like, if you really... I mean, but this is the thing. We're people, right? We react by emotion. Yeah. And again, that's what I don't like. I don't like that he was... apparently said, like, everyone was calling him and messaging him and asking him, how are you going to respond? How are you going to respond? How are you going to respond? Why does he have to respond? Maybe he didn't feel the same way about it the way you did. What? Like, maybe he really just, the pressure of having to give a response is probably, that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe that's why he regrets it, because it probably wasn't his initial reaction to want to deal with it that way. It was the pressure of everyone expecting him to do something about something that wasn't really a problem, maybe, for him. But right. It had to become a thing so that we can, I don't know, make drama, make money, do, you know, that kind of shit. It's a promo.
Apparently, there's the Drake's put the track out. It's being leaked.
And what's he have to say now? Like,
do you want
to
hear it?
I'm sweating.
Here's what I want to know. Would you want to hear a Drake diss track to Kendrick? And if Kendrick responded, would you want to hear the response?
No.
And what if the showdown came down to a versus?
No.
You're lying.
No.
You'd want to watch a versus. No. Come on.
No.
You wouldn't want to see a real versus.
If I managed to not watch this interaction, then I can get away unscathed. If I watch one episode of whatever you're concocting, of course you get sucked in. You get sucked in. Look at what's happened.
You're talking about Roman Reigns.
Free like WrestleMania. Everything. That's what I see. Everything is a wrestling match now. Everything in life is a fucking wrestling match.
It really is.
You're just trying to survive.
It's
you never know who's gonna backstab you. You don't know who's really on your side. You don't know when, just when you're making it, you slip.
You know,
flip.
It's an interesting art form. Yeah. It's a very interesting art form that blends.
Your body betrays you.
Yeah. It's so funny how everybody has to be in on it. It's like Disney World.
Ugh.
But it's such a metaphor for life, right? Like, you just put it, the way you put it together, how everything in life seems like a wrestling promo.
And it's exhausting. The job interview you do. To the back of to the lockers. You should get yourself cleaned up just to do it all again tomorrow. Right? That's everyday life. We're just making it out.
Because you work, even where you work, you've got your staff that all look at each other and have communication skills, how to deal with patients. And then each of you change your facade to deal with the patient at your job while still communicating backstage with your people.
Yeah.
All of life is like that, isn't it?
No, you're welcoming to everyone, but sometimes you have to cater your approach depending on who it is that you're dealing with, right? But you need to be able to have a clean ecosystem to be able to do that without words.
Yes.
That's a talent.
That's that's what
I
mean.
And then you can switch it back again to like, okay, now we can relax because this person is good. They're not going to make a stink out of nothing. We can just do what we normally do, which is always do what we do.
Right.
That's it. We're just more relaxed. So, and it's like a dance, right?
It's
you gazing into the sky, the blue sky.
I'm looking at that tree where the sun usually sets. It's a nice spot.
It's a nice day today.
It's a beautiful day. Finally, spring sprung.
Has it though?
Hopefully.
Coming back.
I don't like the drab. The drab, hazy, foggy days that we get, especially when I got to work in it. But right now, it's a hot topic about this hip-hop beef, and people are clowning J. Cole. I understand why he's being clowned, and I also understand why he did what he did, because that's probably what I would do, is I wouldn't want to back down from a fight, but I'm also really not interested. So as soon as I would be like, yeah, I'll jostle, and then I'm like, you know what? I don't really feel like this. Like, I don't want to end up hurting you or like accidentally lose a tooth. Like, I'm good. Can I just leave? You guys fight. Okay, you're the best.
Woo! That's what I'm saying.
Like, I would do the same approach.
There should be room for human error. At least he's acknowledging it and saying, this is how I was feeling when it happened. This is how I feel post it happening. And I just want to clear it up. And I want to make sure that nothing that I said is being misinterpreted. That's all. I think it's very mature. Like you said, I also do understand why people are clowning him and saying, what the fuck is that about, man?
Yeah. It's just a shame.
I get
that,
it.
Like, yeah.
Because, that was going to be my point.
Tell me your point.
Because I feel like everything has been a culture of you need to apologize for something.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just seems like another episode. That's who apologizes today, Johnny. That's what I feel like. Like, it doesn't even seem like it stands out from anything different, because everyone is apologizing about something.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even seem sincere. You can't, there's,
yeah,
there's
like,
no
why can't we have an
tangibility to it.
understanding where it's like, everybody, we're letting you know that in the song, when I say that I'm going to pull up on him and shoot him, that's not going to happen. It's just shit talking. So let's not take this too far. This is for fun. You guys can decide which song is the best song. We're going to battle and decide who's the best. The fans decide. That's what this is, everybody. Enjoy the show. Because that'd be fun. It's like roasting, right? It's like when comedians get roasted, it's usually people that they like to let them roast.
Mm-hmm.
So do that to each other and let the fans decide.
Yeah.
But, you know, the more times you hear these two guys slept with the same girl, so they're beefing. It's like, still they're arguing about, like, why? What are you doing? You're hanging around with, what do they call them today? Thoughts? Tots?
What?
Whatever the shit is.
I don't even know what you're
thoughts?
Talking about. That's no clue. No clue.
Yeah, they're all around the same girls. All these whores. And then they get upset that they end up with the same one.
With the same one. In the same circle.
That's what they're like.
Well.
And you guys are fighting about it in a song. Just meet up. I know you got enough space to have a boxing ring. You and your boys. Come through. Put on the gloves.
Duke it out.
Put it on Instagram Live. Make money off of it. We'll watch. I'd love to see some of you guys get punched
this?
In the
this
face.
So what is this? The celebrity UFC?
It would be great. You guys got a real problem because of some girl beef? Want to
or
make
the hip-hop UFC?
Yeah, make it WWE. Meet in the ring.
Isn't that what Def Jam Wrestling... Didn't... What was the video game that we had?
Yeah, Def Jam Fight for New York. Remember that? What was it
and
called?
And it was all the wrestlers, but they were
no, they
rappers.
Were rappers. That they, it was like a wrestling game. It was great. You had it.
Yeah, what was it called? Def Jam... Wrestling.
No, it wasn't right. They couldn't say, I don't think they could say wrestling. Man, what was that game? It was a good game. It was a good game. Good music.
Yeah. I had the Joe Budden stuff.
Yeah,
Joe Budden tracks on
there. Pump it up. That's funny. I wonder if he still gets paid for that. All right, so.
So wait, so how do you feel about Austin not showing up to WrestleMania 40?
You want to talk about that now? We have that's a whole other episode. We can talk about wrestling. That's a whole
okay,
other episode.
Whole other episode.
Okay, we'll tune in time. For how I feel about no WrestleMania 40 was great, but I have some thoughts. All right, Daft J, this pump. We want to go see a J. Cole concert if he comes to Toronto. I'd love to.
Depends on the venue. Depends on the goddamn venue and the capacity of people.
All right, who's gonna get who? Drake or Kendrick? Who's got who? Who do you think? If you have to put money on it.
I mean, I think Drake by popularity, not necessarily because I'm a fan.
Why not?
I mean, I don't know. He's just a background noise to me. To me. I'm not a fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But I like him.
It's weird.
It's weird.
Yeah. I think a lot of people feel that way for Drake.
Hmm.
So his Q score would be high.
And I wonder if it's because I'm Torontonian myself. If there's like, I will let you know when I am ready, if you are ready. You know?
He's been around a while, though.
I know that. I know.
He's been repping, and he's been repping.
I know. It's me. It's me in my head.
It's, you know, it's like Kendrick said in the song, Mike Jackson, Prince outlived Mike Jackson. Drake has compared himself to Mike Jackson, and I think Kendrick treats himself or is more of the prince of the two.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
The listening experience is different, but amazing.
Yeah.
Right? Interesting. Interesting that it's coming. It's finally coming together.
Does it need to, though?
Why not? Why not? It's a good distraction. Do-ka-do-ka-do-ka. Fight. Right? So you're saying Drake for popularity's sake? But
yeah.
Not, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see how it unfolds. Let's see what happens. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Hope you enjoyed on your car ride, your train ride, wherever you listen to the show. FJ will be back. I want X-Men. X-Men 97. Let's do X-Men 97 next. Just bump.